Hi, this is Melody Fletcher, author of DeliberateReceiving.com. This is a free audio recording. If you like it and you'd like to pass it on, go ahead, as long as no changes are made and no money is charged for it. For more free articles and recordings and to download a free ebook explaining how the law of attraction really works, please visit www.DeliberateReceiving.com. Can other people's vibrations affect you? Have you ever seen someone in a bad mood walk into a room and bring everyone in it down? The atmosphere in the entire room changes. Suddenly, everyone becomes more irritable, on edge, and pessimistic. Likewise, a person in a great mood can walk in and make everyone feel better, lighter, and more optimistic. Suddenly, people are joking around more, smiling and laughing. What happened? From an energetic standpoint, the person walking into the room actually changed the vibration of the people who were already there and brought them down or up to their level. We actually have the ability to affect each other's vibrations, especially if we're not conscious of the fact that this is happening. Each of us is emanating a vibration, which is the result of our predominant thoughts and beliefs in each given moment. So if one person is thinking happy thoughts and feeling good, they're giving off a high, positive vibration. If another person is thinking sad thoughts and feeling bad, they're giving off a low, negative vibration. When these two people come together, one of three things is going to happen. Scenario one. If the person with the higher vibration is more stable in their frequency, the other person's lower vibration will be raised to meet the higher one. What do I mean by stable? Let's say Mr. Happy is in a great mood because it's his birthday. He's decided that because it's his birthday, he's going to be in a good mood all day. He refuses to let anything bother him, and he walks around humming a little tune. Nothing can get him down. He's very stable in his high vibration. Mr. Grumpy is in a bad mood because he got annoyed by traffic on the way to work, but he's not obsessing about it. So when the two men meet, Mr. Grumpy's vibration is changed by Mr. Happy's. He'll gradually feel better and better until eventually, if they stay in the same place long enough, and providing that Mr. Happy continues to stay stable in his vibration, Mr. Grumpy will feel just as good as Mr. Happy. Scenario 2. If the person with the lower vibration is more stable in their frequency, the other person's higher vibration will decrease to meet the lower one. Mr. Grumpy's in a bad mood because he hates his job. He thinks a lot about how much he hates his job. In fact, it's pretty much all he thinks about while he's at work. Mr. Grumpy is very stable in his low, negative vibration. Mr. Happy's in a good mood because he got a great parking spot. It put a smile on his face. The parking spot isn't that important, though, so he doesn't really think much about it after he walks into his office. His high vibration isn't stable at all. When the two men meet this time, Mr. Grumpy begins to complain to Mr. Happy about how crappy his job is, how the deadlines are too short, and how the food in the cafeteria is always the same. Mr. Happy's vibration is changed by Mr. Grumpy's. He'll gradually feel worse and worse until eventually, if they stay in the same place long enough, and providing that Mr. Grumpy continues to stay stable in his vibration, Mr. Happy will feel just as bad as Mr. Grumpy does. Scenario number three. Both Mr. Happy and Mr. Grumpy are stable in their respective vibrations. When this happens, the two cannot stay in the same place. Have you ever been in a bad mood and someone all shiny and happy came into the room? Didn't they just annoy the crap out of you? Didn't you just want to slap the smile right off their face? You couldn't stand to be around them. And as soon as you had the chance to, you got away from them. Your vibrations were literally repelling each other. When we live non-consciously, when we don't train ourselves to hold the vibration of our choosing, two things happen. First, we tend to be a lot more stable in our negative vibrations than our positive ones. That means a person in a bad mood will be much more likely to bring someone in a good mood down rather than the opposite happening. Second, we're at the mercy of whoever is around us. These two criteria added together will result in rapidly spreading lower vibrations. Is it more likely for you to walk into an office where everyone is generally happy or everyone is generally grouchy? But we can stop this cycle. All we have to do is learn to stabilize our vibrations. Not only will this mean that we're no longer affected negatively by others, but we'll actually be able to influence others in a positive way. So how do you stabilize your vibration? You can simply decide to focus deliberately on thoughts that make you feel good. Just like when it's your birthday, you can decide that nothing's going to bring you down. Keep focusing on reasons to feel good. It's a beautiful day. The receptionist smiled at you on the way in. You got a great parking spot. Your children are healthy. Your favorite team won last night. It doesn't matter what the reason is, as long as you intentionally focus on it. You're deliberately and consciously making yourself feel good. And when you're intentionally feeling good, you're stable in your vibration. Practice holding a strong, higher frequency. You'll notice that people in a bad mood, grouchy, pessimistic people, will either change in your presence or they'll simply not be able to stand being around you. The law of attraction won't be able to bring you two together. They'll have an impulse to go to lunch a little earlier than you, or park in a different spot so you don't see them on the way in. What's more, if you're truly stable in your high vibration, you won't be bothered by their bad mood anymore. If you find yourself being bothered by it, you're allowing them to lower your vibration to meet theirs. Stop that. Just keep focusing on thoughts that feel good. Stay strong in your high frequency, and the law of attraction must bring you vibrations that match it. Your world will become a much friendlier, more beautiful place. If you liked this article and would like to pass it on, no problem. As long as no changes are made to the recording and it continues to be absolutely free. For more free articles and recordings, and to download a free ebook explaining how the law of attraction really works, please visit www.deliberatereceiving.com. Thanks for listening.